Man. It's a Monday. Heaps of stuff happened in the world of sport on the weekend. Will's here to talk about it. Hey, Will, how are you going?
I'm going good. I'm going good this morning. Thank you for having me, Danny.
You're very excited. The State of Origin decided this Wednesday, but there's still plenty of good stuff to go over in round 18 of the NRL. Let's get into it with the Fast Four.
Absolutely, Danny. By the way, I hate deciders unless we win.
So, depending on how it goes, we'll determine whether you'll be here next week. But first on the Fast Four, the Puppies watch the win roll down the field. The Broncos defeat the Bulldogs 22-18. What?
I'm going to be a little more direct for this one. An 18-point lead in a game which you largely controlled against the Broncos side missing Reese Walsh, Payne Haas, and Patrick Carrigan to injury and origin, and you give up four tries in the space of 13 minutes and at home in Wongaland?
Yep.
Really? Inexcusable choke. I'll explain what really exemplified it. Billy Walters takes two steps out of dummy half with two options: run himself for a barge attempt or find one of his spine partners in Ezra Mamm or Adam Reynolds with a decoy runner creating space with the Bulldogs defense overcommitting. Somehow, someway, the Bulldogs defense was presented with this same 50-50 situation twice and conceded both times. The Dogs forgot the little things and paid the price for it. They'll get a chance to break this losing skid when they travel to Bindle and Woolgaroo-Kaba land to play the North Queensland Cowboys on Saturday night, while the Broncos take the highway down to Combumberry land to face the struggling Gold Coast Titans.
Oh, I watched that game with my dad, and he was going for the Broncos. And I don't know what's happening, Dad. What's to go with that? Not another comeback, though. The Raiders defeat the Dragons 28-24.
Simply put, the errors doomed the Dragons. Yes, the disallowed, Tyrell Sloan try, thanks to a questionable forward pass call, but that was early in the game. This was a game where the Raiders, led by a career game by Kyle Weeks, feasted through the middle of the Red V's defense. The Dragons simply had no answer for the Raiders' speed. By the time they tried to mount a valiant comeback attempt, when it rains with errors, it poured with them in Ngunnawal land. Just a missed opportunity for the Red V to get back in the win column with a huge upset chance just gone. Dragons return home to Bidjigal land to face the Roosters on Saturday evening while the Raiders get the bye week.
That KO Weeks running the full length of the field with the mullet just blowing in the breeze is beautiful. Beautiful stuff. Third on the Fast Four for those who love the depth. The Storm defeat the North Queensland Cowboys 26-20.
Alongside scheduling purposes, this game might be one of the stronger arguments against creating a dedicated rep round without club games in between. The Storm almost gave this one away in the oddest of circumstances, which Craig Bellamy would have smashed up the coaching box over. Yeah. An 8-point lead with a line dropout, and the Storm don't get the kickoff in time and give up a shot clock penalty. The Cowboys take the 2-point penalty goal and get possession back, needing a converted try to send it to Golden Point, only for Scott Drinkwater to punt the Steedon over the dead ball line like he was playing for the Dallas Cowboys and not North Queensland. Missed opportunity for a backdoor finals leapfrog for the Cowboys as they stay home in Bindle and Woolgaroo-Kaba land to host the Bulldogs on Saturday night, while the Storm make the trip up to Newcastle to face an injury-plagued night side on Saturday afternoon.
Craig Bellamy continues to be a blessing for everyone reading lips. A defining victory there for the West Tigers, defeating the Roosters 30-28.
See, it would be so easy for me to complain about the high tackle calls, which gave the Tigers four extra points off penalty goals. But my Roosters just really, they just did not help their case. Firstly, 12 total errors were committed by the Chooks, including a brutal one by Hugo Savala, which allowed Latu Fainu to pick it up and run the opposite way and beat James Tedesco, of all people, in a foot race. Secondly, if you watch the NRL on 9 highlights of this game, you'll notice that there is no other scores or tries between Hugo Savala's try and Mark Nawanganitawase's try. That was a 17-minute span where the Roosters could have made their comeback much more effective, but couldn't make any significant meters to threaten the Tigers' line. For the West, very positive signs out of this one. I wasn't buying all the folks hopping off the Tigers as soon as they experienced this skid. This is a long-term project which anyone with eyes will know needs time to develop. But the Fainu brothers, Latu, Samuela, and Sione all scored tries in this one. The future looks brighter for the Tigers than most think. The Tigers head to Aotearoa to face the Warriors on Sunday afternoon, while the Roosters head to Bidjigal Land to face the Dragons on Saturday evening.
Wimbledon is well underway into the knockout stages. What's happening on the grass courts at the moment?
Yeah, overnight, Aryna Sabalenka defeated Elise Mertens in straight sets, 6-4, 7-6, 7-6 after a tiebreaker. Sabalenka had a couple of interesting moments in that one, especially in that second set tiebreaker, but pulled herself through the world women's number one. Carlos Alcaraz defeated Andrei Rublev 7-6, 7-6, 6-3, 6-4, and 6-4 after a first set tiebreaker, which had a lot of people thinking, are we seeing an upset here? But Alcaraz once again showed his brilliance and pulled through after a first set tiebreaker. Later tonight, the whole nation will be watching this one. Alex de Minaur, Novak Djokovic, the rematch in Wimbledon.
Man, what a week for sport. And Australia's beaten the West Indies by 133 runs in the second test to retain the Frank Worrell Trophy in Granada. But they're not putting that on free-to-air TV, so they can get stuff. Thanks, Will.
Thank you, Danny.